Well, hello, universe. Welcome to the short version of the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're not doing our whole opening right now because we're just doing a short little, hey, this is what's going on. We're looking at all of the best stories this summer, the things that everyone has been engaging with the most, our favorite headlines.
It's like the espresso shot of optimism.
Exactly.
Week, or tequila shot, depending on what time of day it is.
Because my birthday was on Monday, and I am not actually doing this live this week.
Everybody, we're recording this a week ahead of time, so we're using future and past tense intermittently, and it may be confusing, but stay with us, because this headline will make you feel better. Christy, what are you telling us about today?
The headline that I'm choosing to highlight from our best of from the summer so far is the headline, "Try these yoga poses to offset the consequences of too much sitting." Everybody who listens to this podcast knows I am a yoga person. I love yoga. I think it's super important. And this is one of our best engaged stories this summer. So it doesn't hurt to remind everybody that the importance of stretching, the importance of moving your body, it's paramount to feeling good in your body, which is where we all live, right?
Well, and this very weird thing happened now that we all work from home and work with our computers. We don't move as much as we used to. So I used to have absolutely no problem getting all of my Fitbit steps in any given day when I would come to the office and you and I would have our walking meetings. But that doesn't happen anymore. And it's just, you know, rear ends in seats all day, every day. And I think the reason this one did so well is because everyone is stuck sitting.
Everyone can relate to it. Speaking of Fitbit, by the way, I don't know if I talked about here, but, you know, Garmin, which is my, I have a fitness watch thing, which I love, but it's a Garmin watch. And Garmin was hacked, or it had a ransomware attack. Ugh. And it's still down. It's been 2 weeks and I haven't been able to connect all of my data. So, I can track my day-to-day steps on the actual watch, but I have zero tracking and it's really frustrating. It's really taken my motivation out of, you know, running up and down the stairs, right, and making sure that I'm good on my steps and my high intensity, you know, minutes. So
that is just crazy. And what a weird time for Garmin.
Very weird. Very weird. So. Anyway. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but I might have to go back to my Fitbit, which maybe Fitbit was behind it. No, there's actually some Russian troll group, I think, but
all of the conspiracies aside, what yoga poses should we do to feel better?
Okay, well, these are really great ones. And these are all standing yoga poses because this is a strategy to get away from sitting too much. And these are just really good. And the first one is mountain pose, which is just stretching up and lifting your arms and just standing and trying to imagine your spine going up into the heavens, right? With your feet grounded in the ground, all four corners of your feet down, your head and spine going up, reaching up. You just hold that for 15 seconds. Do that three times. Moderate your breathing while you're doing that. The next one is crescent pose, which is
by the way, am like totally doing these as you tell me, but I will also admit I'm doing them while sitting.
Well, hey, you know what? As long as you can get that expansion in your spine and lift your
feels pretty good, actually.
It feels really good. Yeah. It does. And then crescent pose, and this is one where you're actually stretching the fronts of your legs. I think people should actually go and read this article to really see it, but it's sort of where you've got one knee on the floor behind you and your foot is it's hard to describe, right? You boost your right foot between your hands while your left leg is in a long lunge with your knee on the floor, and this expands your hip bones. They should be facing forward. Your right knee aligns over your right ankle and the top of your left foot is released to the ground and you just feel the stretch there. And then you do that on the other side as well. And that is a wonderful hip opener and it also opens your chest as you stand up there. I mean, you can do this as a flow or you can just get into the different poses. The point is to stretch in different directions. Warrior One is where you've got your feet are separated. It's like a standing, more of a standing lunge. Mm-hmm. Your back foot though is on the ground with your heel on the ground as well, sort of angled out and your front toes are pointed forward. Your hips are pointed forward and your arms are stretched over your head
Do we have pictures of these on the article in the Optimist Daily? If we don't, editorial note, folks, go grab some like sketches or pictures and put them in, because
I think we should. Yeah.
Yoga by podcast is it's not entertaining, no. but not particularly probably that effective.
Last two poses are Warrior Two, which is also really an important one. And this opens your arms out. And then the last one is Triangle, which is a stretch on either side. The headline is, try these yoga poses to offset the consequences of too much sitting. We will put the article link in the show notes for this, and we will add some images so you can actually do a stretching practice from this podcast if you want to.
And if all of that was super confusing and you're just sitting in your chair, reach your arms up to the sky, put your head up, imagine reaching up, 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 and there you go. You've got seated mountain, which I guess would just be like molehill.
Yeah, there's also chair yoga, which is wonderful. Remember to move your body. Remember to stretch your spine. Remember to stretch your arms out and touch your toes and just feel the expansiveness that you get from that. That's my recommendation for today.
Excellent. Christy, thank you for expanding us and helping us feel our spines and the ground and the earth. You are amazing. And you know what, folks? You guys are amazing for hanging out with us for our quickie versions of the Optimist Daily Update. We'll have another great story for you tomorrow. Just consider us your little morning dose of coffee. And actually, I think we'll probably get these like launched super early every morning because we're recording so far ahead of time. So,
oh, by the way, I read an article that coffee actually helps prevent cancer too now.
Perfect. Coffee, wine, yoga, breathing through your nose, yelling at trees. Check, check, check.
Eating fruit and getting sunshine.
Oh, exactly. Vitamin D. All right. Checklist done. Hey, everybody, consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com for just $5 a month. Support reader-funded independent journalism. Be part of the solution, changing consciousness, and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Let's keep the Optimist Daily free for all who need it, supported by those who can. Have a great day, guys.